Yo, this is Garth Trinidad from KCRW. I am here with acclaimed chef Eric Greenspan, dear friend and owner of the critically acclaimed Los Angeles restaurant The Foundry, and a former contestant on the Food Network show The Next Iron Chef. So we're going to be talking about some songs that have inspired him as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Now, my man, Eric, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too, sir.
You know, building the restaurant, opening the doors, music, I'm sure, has played a critical role. You once held down the position as leader of a band when I knew you back in high school.
That's right. You used to do the flyers for us.
And so music has been a big part of your life as well. I actually thought you were on your path to being a musician. Yeah. Little did I know.
Yeah. I appreciate
you
that.
Liked being in the kitchen too. So, what do you want to throw in there first?
I brought you a Bad Religion song called I Want to Conquer the World.
Hey, brother Christian, with your high and mighty Aaron. Your action speaks so loud, I can't hear a word you're saying. Hey, sister, bleeding heart, with all of your compassion. Your labors do the hurt, but can't assuage temptation.
High school, where we met, you know, I was a punk rocker at heart. And there was the band Bad Religion, which is what I always thought that the Green Armpits were on their way to being the next Bad Religion out there. And in particular, this song really meant a lot to me because it was kind of an anthemic rally, me against the world kind of fight song. And I always thought that was the most beautiful thing about punk rock, that punk rock was, you didn't have to have talent, you just had to have heart. And you know, and I've carried that throughout my whole life, and I kind of love just the anthemic kind of nature of punk rock, and I think this is probably one of the best ones out there. So
so appropriate for high school as
indeed.
Well,
you know, when you're young, you're ready to go, and this is one of those songs that really got you. You know, you're like, I'm off, I'm gonna go do great things, I'm gonna go off and do something big.
That was I Want to Conquer the World from Bad Religion. What else is on your list?
One of the most inspirational songs to me ever, which was Sly and the Family Stone's Stand. You know, I mean, anybody's heard that song. It's just one of those songs that just really gets you to get on moving and keep on doing what you're doing. Not to mention possibly one of the best breakdowns in any song ever. This is that one part, and you'll hear it when it comes on, that you just go, and just makes you want to, you know, step back and go, grr. I went to Berkeley for college, and I used to make that drive up and down the 5 in my Volkswagen Fox, and I was sick of all the music that I had. And so we had pulled off to a gas station, and I was looking through, you know, all the different songs, different albums they had at the gas station and stuff, and he was like, what am I ever going to find here? But I was just so sick of the tapes that I had in my car. I needed something new. And I had never heard Sly and the Family Stone, but I grabbed that album, Stan. It changed it forever, man. You know what I mean? I think Sly and the Family Stone, in many ways, I mean, a lot of people know them and love them, but a lot of people don't, I've noticed. They're one of those bands that's kind of like, as the years go on, people are like, who? And you're like, what? You know, how do you not know? I remember ever since that drive throughout the entire college years, that's where, you know, I kind of started shifting away from just kind of the anger and the fierceness of the punk rock and finding there's, you know, and again, in these anthems and these things that just kind of get you moving and keep your focus on where you're trying to go. And like Stan is one of those that'll just keep you inspired forever.
That was Stan from Sly and the Family Stone. Eric Greenspan is my guest, owner and chef at the Foundry in Los Angeles, sharing some music with us today. What else is in the goodie bag, bro?
The goodie bag. When I was living in Paris, I went to culinary school in Paris after I left college, and there was a street fair going on right on my street in the outskirts of Paris. And you know, I didn't speak any French, and I didn't know anybody in town. And I was there for like a couple of months before school started, thinking, "Oh, I'll just go to France and I'll learn French before school starts." Didn't work. But I would walk kind of through these street fairs, and I saw this person was selling CDs, and it was, you know, all these random CDs that I'd never heard of. And then I came across The Doors' "L.A. Woman," "Changeling," was the first cut. You know, I mean, first of all, you know, I always kind of thought of the Doors as kind of a groovy, you know, kind of trancy, you know, hippie kind of band. And, you know, that song just starts off with just another one of those, kind of like what Sly and the Family Stone is, just got that, you know, with the organs kind of cranking. And, you know, again, another one of those really inspirational songs that kind of gave me an anthem to my life for the next 5 years. Like, after culinary school, and then I went to New York City, and throughout all of New York City, too, when you're making $200 a week, and you're living in Manhattan, and, you know, and you're just struggling to get through every day, and work is a grind, because you're cooking for 14, 15 hours a day, and you're getting yelled at, and you're getting beat up, and just, you know, there's a line in that song that goes, you know, I've lived uptown, I've lived downtown, but I've never been so broke that I couldn't leave town. And it's kind of one of those things that keeps you going. You're just like, you know, no matter what's going to happen, I got this on lockdown, I got this going. So from Paris all the way through New York, this song really kind of brought me through for a long time.
That was Changeling from the Doors.
Attento.
I see something else that I guess wouldn't have expected from, you know, a diehard punk rock musician and fan in the goodie bag. This is a joint from Manu Chao. Why'd you pick this?
Well, you know, we all grow up sometimes. You know, Manu Chao represented a big changing point in my career, actually. I went out to work at a restaurant in Spain called El Bulli. The summer that I was out there, which was, I believe, the summer of 2001, that I was out there was when Proxima Estación Esperanza, which is Manu Chao's album that this song comes off of, came out. And it was all the rage out there. And it was, and it's just an interesting kind of the way things play out. Was this was at a time this restaurant was pushing Spanish cuisine to the forefront and kind of pushing creativity and thinking outside of the box of what you do, and combining elements from your childhood and elements from your cultures and putting them together in a way that no one's ever seen them before in a super creative fashion. And everywhere you looked that summer was Manu Chao.
I told you once, I told you twice.
He's so unique, and he's so creative, and he's got such a unique sound that kind of stems from such a personal place. And, you know, he comes from a punk rock background, but he's also got Caribbean notes to it, just like strange centipede segments that he cuts and weaves into his stuff. And it just kind of, for me, it kind of symbolized, you know, that was a big turning point in my career for learning how to be creative and how to think outside the box and do things like that. And so this is kind of, Manu Chao kind of symbolized to me too, like from a musical standpoint, kind of that same sense of, I'm going to do what I do, and I'm going to do it well. You know, I don't think this is a man who gets enough play out here. You know, I mean, Manu Chao is one of those musicians who's just, you know, who does his thing. And I'm a big fan of people who just do their thing.
That was Merry Blues from Manu Chao. Right on, bro. Which leads us to the very last cut that you brought, which I think is phenomenal. Tell us about this Charles Mingus.
Charles Mingus, man. I mean, Charles Mingus. You want to talk about punk rock. Charles Mingus was punk rock. I mean, this guy, the stories that you read about Charles Mingus and how he used to act on the road and kind of how he used to do his vision and the way that he played his music and kind of the grinding beat that he brings to the bass on top of that is... it is punk rock. And I think this song that we chose has got probably more fight in it than most. And so it's the Haitian Fight Song by Charles Mingus. And it really, you know, we play it at the restaurant. At least at one point during every service, you'll catch this song just because it gets me pumped to hear it every time. And that's what the music is for. And it's to kind of bring, to carry that vibe throughout the whole restaurant. That, yeah, there's sophistication, just like there's sophistication in the music. But at the end of the day, it's really just about expression and about having a good time. That's what this song means to me, and that's what the whole Foundry experience is about to me.
Chef Eric Greenspan, guest DJ project, ladies and gentlemen. This cut called Haitian Fight Song from Charles Mingus. Awesome that you hung out with us today at KCRW.com.
Well, thanks for having me in.
For the complete track listing of Eric's set, go to KCRW.com/guest DJ project.